We're now going to practice Yoga Nidra. To practice Yoga Nidra, it's really important to find a comfortable lying position, preferably on the back. If lying on the back is difficult, we can always lie on the left-hand side. We want to make sure that we are supported, that our knees are bent, maybe with a blanket or a bolster underneath the knees, and any padding under pressure points, so under the heels, under the back of the head. During Yoga Nidra, our body becomes very heavy, so we want to make sure that all those pressure points are cushioned. We need to make sure that we're warm enough, so if you need a blanket, make sure you've got a blanket. And it can be helpful to have an eye pillow to bring ourselves more quickly into a state of relaxation. In Yoga Nidra, we want to find a position that will be comfortable for the duration of the practice. It's best to remain still during Yoga Nidra, so both the body and the brain have a chance to fully relax. However, if you do become uncomfortable, it's really important to feel free to change position. We want to allow the eyes to close during the practice, if possible, and keep them closed until the practice has ended. The practice of Yoga Nidra is a practice of yogic sleep that will guide you to a state of consciousness between wakefulness and sleeping. During this practice, try to stay awake by listening to the sound of my voice. Don't worry if you don't hear everything I say. It's natural to flow in and out of conscious hearing. The deepest part of you is always listening. There's no way to do this wrong. Simply listen without trying too hard. Please use and absorb what you need in the moment and leave the rest behind. If at any time the mind becomes overactive with thoughts or worries, just come back to the sound of my voice. Come into stillness now. Make any last minute adjustments. And when you're ready, coming into stillness and feeling the breath. Feel your natural breath, the breath flowing through you. Allow your bones to become heavy. Feel your bones heavy and sinking into the earth. Release your bones, heavy and sinking. Become aware of the sounds you can hear around you. Become aware of the sounds in the distance. Become aware of the most distant sounds you can hear. Let your sense of hearing operate like a radar beam, searching out distant sounds and following them for a few seconds. Move your attention from sound to sound without trying to identify the source. Then gradually bring your attention to closer sounds. To sounds outside your building. Then to sounds inside the building. To sounds inside your room. Develop your awareness of the room. Without opening your eyes, visualize the four walls, the ceiling, the floor, your body lying on the floor. See your body lying on the floor. Become aware of your physical body lying on the floor, total awareness of your body lying in perfect stillness. Your body is lying on the floor. Now develop your awareness of all the physical meeting points between your body and the floor. Become aware of your natural breath. Become aware of the deep, natural, spontaneous breath, but do not concentrate on it. Keep on listening to me and know that you are breathing. This is the time to make your sankalpa. A sankalpa is a resolve or intention that is formed by the heart and the mind. It should be a short phrase stated in the present. This is designed to bring about a positive change in one's life. Your sankalpa may concern the creating of a new positive habit or the breaking of a negative habit to improve the quality of one's life. It may be to create changes in our personality. It may relate to health, happiness, or peace, or to realise what we would like to achieve in life. A sankalpa has the potential to release tremendous power by clearly defining and focusing on a chosen goal. Its effect is to awaken the willpower within by uniting the conscious awareness with the unconscious forces lying dormant. There's no need to struggle or force a sankalpa. It can take time to find the right sankalpa. There's no rush. Let it come intuitively to you. This is what gives it its power and strength. If you have found your intention or sankalpa, please state it 3 times silently. State it clearly with feeling and awareness as though it is already happening. We're now going to allow your awareness to travel through your body on a journey of sensation. Simply feel each part as it is mentioned without moving it. Welcome all sensation just as it is. Begin with the mouth. Feel your mouth. Feel all sensation in your mouth. Feel your jaw, your lips, upper lip, lower lip. Notice where the lips touch. Feel the inside of the mouth, the roof, under the tongue, the upper teeth and gums, lower teeth and gums, tongue, root of the tongue, centre of the tongue, the tip. Notice the sense of taste in the mouth. Feel the left inner cheek, right inner cheek. Now feel all the parts together as a whole. Feel your whole mouth as sensation, as energy, as radiant vibration. Feel your nose. Notice the nostrils. The left nostril, the right nostril, both nostrils. Notice the breath, nasal passages. Follow the nasal passages all the way back into your head. Become aware of your ears, right ear, left ear, both ears simultaneously. Feel the wrinkles and folds of the ears, backs of the ears, earlobes, ear canals. Follow the ear canals into the inner ear. Notice your ears receiving sound, listening. Feel your ears hearing. Feel your eyes, left eye, right eye, both eyes together. Notice the eyelids. Feel each eyelash. Notice where the eyelids touch. Become aware of the surface of the eyes. The centres of the eyes, the backs of the eyes. Feel your eyes now as energy, as radiant glowing embers. Bring awareness to the crown of your head, forehead, face. Feel your whole head. Feel your neck, back of the neck, sides of the neck, throat. Notice your right palm. Thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. Feel your whole hand alive with energy. Feel your wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, whole shoulder. Notice the notch at the base of the throat. Notice your left palm, thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. Feel your whole hand alive and filled with sensation. Feel your left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, whole shoulder. Notice the notch at the base of the throat. Become aware of the upper chest, upper back, shoulder blades. Feel your heart center. Notice your abdomen, ribs on the back, solar plexus. Feel your belly, navel center, pelvis, hips. Feel your right hip, right thigh, knee, lower leg, calf, ankle, foot, toes, sole of the foot, whole foot. Feel again the pelvis, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, foot, toes, sole, whole foot. Notice both feet. Feel your root between your sitting bones, navel center, solar plexus, heart center, throat center, mouth, third eye between the brows, crown of the head. Now feel your back body resting on the earth. Bring awareness of your whole back body, a sensation alive with vibration. Now the front body filled with radiant vibration. Pour your awareness like liquid into the right side of your body. Feel the whole right side. Pour your awareness like liquid into the left side of the body. Feel the whole left side. Feel the midline. Feel the body as a whole, a complete entity. Feel sensation throughout your entire body. Develop awareness of the whole body and become aware of the space occupied by the body. Become aware of the body and the space that is occupied by your body. Body and space. Become aware of the whole body in the floor, the whole body in relation to the floor. At the same time, become aware of the meeting points of the body and the floor. These are very subtle physical meeting points between the body and the floor. Feel the meeting points between the back of your head and the floor, shoulder blades and the floor, elbows and the floor, the back of the hands and the floor, the buttocks and the floor, the calves and the floor, the heels and the floor. Awareness of all the meeting points between your body and the floor, the sensation of all points simultaneously, evenly. Now switch your attention to the eyelids. Feel the narrow line of meeting between the upper and lower eyelids. Feel the sharp points where they meet. Intensify your awareness between the eyelids. And then the lips. Center your attention on the line between the lips. The space between the lips. From the lips we go to the breath. Draw your attention to your ingoing and outgoing breath. Feel the breath moving along the passage between the navel and the throat. On the inhalation, it rises from the navel to the throat. On the exhalation, it descends from the throat to the navel. Be completely aware of the breath. Navel to throat. Throat to navel. Do not try to force the breath, just awareness of the rise and fall of your breath from navel to throat and back again. Total awareness of breathing. Now imagine the whole body becoming light, as though your body could float up towards the ceiling. The head is light and weightless. The limbs are light and weightless. The torso is light and weightless. The whole body is light and weightless. You are rising higher and higher away from the floor. Imagine your body becoming heavy now. Feel heaviness in all parts of the body. Each part is becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. The head is heavy. The limbs are heavy. The torso is heavy. The whole body is heavy. So heavy that it's sinking down into the floor. Awaken. The experience of cold in the body, the experience of chilly cold. Imagine being outside in winter without enough clothing. You feel this chill permeating your entire body. Now allow the sensation of warmth to spread throughout the entire body. Awaken the experience of heat. The whole body is hot, you feel hot all over. Remember the feeling of heat in the summer when you're out in the sun with no shade. You feel heat radiating onto your skin, heat all around the body. Recollect the experience of anxiety, intense anxiety and worry. Feel this stress in your mind and body, but do not concentrate on its source. Create the experience of anxiety as clearly as possible. Now allow the feeling of complete calm to envelop you. Manifest the experience of calm in your entire body, mind, and emotions. You are relaxed and aware, you are completely calm. Begin to concentrate on the space in front of your closed eyelids. Imagine before you a transparent screen through which you can see infinite space. A space that extends as high and as wide as the eyes can see. Concentrate on this dark space and become aware of any phenomena that manifest within it. Colours, patterns, and light. Whatever you see is the manifesting state of your mind. Continue your awareness of this space, but do not become involved. Practice detached awareness only. If any subtle images make themselves known, simply notice them without directing the images. If thoughts occur, let them come and go, but continue watching the dark space. Continue this with detached awareness. Now, a number of different things will be named, and you should envision them on the level of emotion, memory, and imagination as best you can. Jump from image to image as soon as you hear it. Red desert. Peacock feather, Buddha meditating, doctor's office, a good night's rest, full moon, your reflection in a mirror, foggy morning, waiting for results, sun shining overhead, bouquet of flowers, tall tree, receiving help from others, cool, clear water. Making appointments. A relaxing afternoon. Laughing with friends. A warm embrace. Burning candle. Temple on a mountain. Path in the woods. Vibrant sunset. Taking a deep breath. Cat stretching. A beautiful garden path. Your favourite song. The sound of my voice. Your body resting on the floor. Bring your awareness back to the transparent screen, the dark space you see in front of your closed eyes. Watch the darkness you see before you very carefully, with detachment. Do not become involved. Rest your mind in this warm and friendly darkness. Any subtle phenomena manifest, colours, patterns. Simply take note of these and continue with your awareness watching the dark space. Continue this with detached awareness. Now remember your resolve, your sankalpa. Repeat the same resolve you made at the beginning of the practice in the same words and with the same attitude. Repeat your resolve now 3 times clearly to yourself with feeling and emphasis as though it is the present truth. It is the truth. If you did not have a sankalpa at the beginning of the yoga nidra, now is the perfect time to reflect on what your sankalpa could be. Come back to the feeling of your breath flowing in and out of your nostrils. Maintain your awareness of the breath and at the same time become aware of your physical body. Feel the container of your skin and feel your clothes and props that are touching you. Notice the heaviness of your body. Become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor. Notice your breath, feel its rhythm and pace. Develop your awareness of the room, the walls, the ceiling, noises in the room, and noises outside. Imagine where you are in the room and the other objects that are around you. Lie quietly for a few more moments and keep your eyes closed. Before moving, sense your fingers and imagine them moving. And now begin to wiggle your fingers, feeling every sensation as you do. Notice your toes. And then begin to wiggle your toes. Take your time. Gently rock your head from side to side. Draw a deeper breath into the abdomen, into the chest. When you're sure that you're fully awake, bring the knees up to the chest and rock slowly over to the right side into a fetal position. Stay on your side for a few more moments. And then when you're ready, roll forward and using your left hand, press yourself up from the floor, letting the head come up last. Try to keep the eyes closed. Come into a comfortable seated position. Lengthen your spine and take a full breath in. As you exhale, imagine filling with divine light. Bring your hands to your face, covering your eyes, and notice how you feel right now. Notice the effects of your relaxation practice. May there be peace, eternal peace in your heart. Very slowly now, allow the eyes to open to a soft gaze on the floor. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.